Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is John Batchelor. Conversation with my colleague, Jerry Hendricks. Captain Jerry Hendricks, United States Navy retired aviator, now at the Sagamore Institute, about what the U.S. Navy had in the region when the Iranians fired 180 ballistic missiles at Tel Aviv and other targets in Israel. Jerry very carefully goes through the Arleigh Burke-class destroyers that were responsible for shootdowns, and then the rest of the fleet in the area. More Arleigh Burke-class destroyers, an aircraft carrier, escorts, probably a gunboat, Ohio-class, filled with cruise missiles, in the area, all meant to, in some fashion, challenge Iran. This is Captain Jerry Hendricks. The fleet that was available during the attack on Tel Aviv. More of this to come tonight.
It appears that 12 Standard missiles were fired from two U.S. Navy destroyers, the USS Cole, which has a very storied past, having been attacked by terrorists itself while in port in Yemen back in the year 2000. And then the USS Bulkley, named after the great World War II PT boat CO, who had whisked MacArthur out of the Philippines, a ship itself, which is also fairly old. Both of these ships were built in the early 1990s and have gotten systematic upgrades throughout their lives. But it appears that these two destroyers were in the Eastern Mediterranean, off from the Israeli coast, and were looking out with their Spy 1 radars, the Aegis radar system, and looking east-southeast along the threat axis from Iran when these 180 intermediate-range ballistic missiles were launched by Iran and began to come in. Obviously, Israel itself took the brunt of the defense, utilizing the Arrow system that they've developed, as well as perhaps some launches from their David Sling system. This is not the flight profile, by the way, that you would see for Iron Dome, because this is a ballistic missile profile coming in much higher, much steeper. So this is either an Arrow shot or a David Sling ship, but it's exactly perfect for the Aegis-class destroyers, the Burke-class destroyers with their ballistic missile defense capabilities that are integrated into it. So it appears that these two ships, the Cole and the Bulkley, launched 12 missiles and assisted our Israeli allies and partners in downing probably the same number of missiles, because generally with these Standard missiles, it's probably a one-shot, one-kill type of a situation. But very, very definitely the U.S. Navy was positioned for success with these ships. There was an additional Burke-class destroyer, the actual Arleigh Burke itself, was in the Eastern Mediterranean, but apparently was not involved in these shootdowns.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.